ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञान्तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी वेलकम एवरीवन फॉर अवर संडे फिस्ट प्रोग्राम। दे परफॉर्म सच अ नाइस ड्रामा ऑन श्रीवास ठाकुर एंड हाउ ही वाज डिपेंडेंट ऑन द मर्सी ऑफ द लॉर्ड। आइडियली we all should be depending on the mercy of the Lord, but it is very difficult. Srila Prabhupada says in first canto that one cannot depend fully on the mercy of the Lord till we are fully purified from all our anarthas. Many times we desire that we want to depend on the mercy of the Lord. And by the ninefold process of devotional service, we get purified. And the more we get purified, more actually we can depend on the mercy of the Lord. We can fully depend on the Lord. And one of the prominent activity is hearing about wonderful, sweet, transcendental pastimes of the Lord. We all are conditioned souls, and conditioned souls in this material world would like to hear about other conditioned souls who are famous or successful. But the same tendency can be used in hearing about glorification of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna personally appears, and he appears in many many avataras, descends, so that actually we can hear about Supreme Lord and his various incarnations. And the more we hear about it, the more we get purified. And the more our attraction to render devotional service increases. So one should always eager to hear about glories of the Lord. Krishna appeared in the land of Vrindavan, and he appeared as a child. Very beautiful, attractive child. And in land of Vrindavan, he performed such a sweet pastimes to attract the attention of all the Brajavasis, and actually to attract the attentions of everyone. Like we find that mothers, like when small children are there, they look so attractive. Just even small boy or small child is there, he looks so attractive, very pleasing. His movements are so pleasing. And especially for the parents, it's such a pleasing activities. Every part of his activity, the parents actually rejoices. Wow, my child is so nice. So you can imagine how attractive Krishna will be there when he is performing various activities for the pleasure of Brajavasis or pleasure of his devotees. Like as I mentioned, small children are so sweet. And when mothers deal with the small children, they are so happy to reciprocate with the small children. Sometimes we find that small children, they are very fat. But mother is happy. Many times you find a small thin lady is lifting her child, and which is very big in size, but she is happy to lift because of her love towards the child. She is attracted to the child and she is happy to lift that child, and she doesn't feel the weight because of the love, affection. When somebody is affectionate, it is easy to render service. Actually, it's for us many times it's an austerity to render service, but somebody who is affectionate, it is so easy to render service. Like, for example, say somebody carrying a bag, and in that bag, there is a lot of money is there. Many thousand rupees bundles are there inside the bag, and it may weigh couple of kgs. But that man is happy to lift that bag. Suppose his friend says that, give me that bag, I'll share for some time. He says, no, I am comfortable, very comfortable. And the more he is actually, the weight is there, more he is happy. Suppose in case of 5 kg, 10 kg bundles are there, he is more happy because he is attached. And due to that attachment, he doesn't mind the load lifting. There is, it is called burden of love. We say that some burdens are there out of affection. A person easily conducts it. Srila Prabhupada mentions that for a newly married wife, for her it's a great pleasure to serve the husband, cook for him, serve for him. It's not a burden. She's very happy to do it. So it is burden of love. So similarly, in the land of Vrindavan, when Brajavasis were serving Krishna, they are so happy serving Krishna. They are so happy. It is a spontaneous, it is service to the Supreme Lord. Spontaneously they are attracted to the Supreme Lord, and they would like to render services for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. And although Supreme Personality of Godhead is all-powerful person, He is controller, enjoyer, everything. And He is all-powerful person, nonetheless, in the land of Braja, He just appears as a small, innocent child. And He steals the heart of everyone. And His parents and others, everyone feels that Krishna needs protection. And if no protection is given, then Krishna may end up in some problem. But actually, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is actually protecting everyone. He is protecting Brajvasis also. So He doesn't need any protection. He is the one who gives protection to everyone. And same person, Brajvasis are attracted and they feel that actually Krishna needs our some protection. One time, we visit Vrindavan Yatra. So His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was one time narrating one incident which happens at Nand Baithak. And He was narrating that at Nand Baithak, cowherd men assemble. And when Krishna has gone out for herding calves or cows, so Nand cowherd men, they just assemble. And the purpose of their meeting is that they want to discuss how we can serve better Krishna, or how actually we can protect Krishna, who is endangered in so many ways. That is a meeting agenda is fixed. Like generally we have conduct many meetings and different agendas are there, but their meeting agenda was fixed. Agenda was that talk centered around Krishna was that agenda in all the meetings. So they would assemble. So in land of Vrindavan, we find that many demons came and they were killed by Krishna, and Brajvasis were astonished that how this child is saved. Some of the Brajvasis were thinking, actually we performed various austerities in our previous life, or in present life we worshipped Supreme Personality of God at Narayan, or we did lot of charity, austerities. And on that merit, Supreme Personality of God in Narayan is protecting this particular child. So we are very, very fortunate that our child, Krishna, has been protected. So one time, in such meeting, Upananda, who is elder brother of Nanda Maharaj, he is discussing. He took the lead. And he said that, my dear Nanda, we find that Krishna is not an ordinary person. Either he has to be some very powerful yogi or great person or sage or maybe Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And he started to substantiate his point. He said that so many demons came. Putana came, Aghasur came, Trinavarta came, Sakatasur came, and they were killed effortlessly by Krishna. Kalia was subdued by Krishna. Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, which nobody can do, 7 days, 7 nights. And He has done such an act which only very, very great person can only do. And my dear Nanda, you think that he is actually your child? And what to speak of thinking that he is your child? We find that you and Mother Yashoda many times chastise this child. Sometimes Mother Yashoda catch hold of the Krishna. Sometimes Mother Yashoda takes stick in her hand. Sometimes when Krishna does such mischief, Mother Yashoda scolds the child. Or sometimes Mother Yashoda doesn't give food to Krishna, that no, you did so much mischief, I am very angry with you, I will not give food. And Upanand says that for such a great, great person, both of you behave in such a way, scold and chastise. How is it fair? And he led the meeting, and all the men, there were silent, waiting what Nanda will reciprocate with. So then Nanda Maharaj paused for some time and he started to tell. He said that, my dear Upananda, you feel that he is a very great person, yogi or supreme personality of Godhead, but actually the symptom of a great person is that his first symptom is that he is sense controlled. And this particular child, what to speak of sense control, his whole day he is eating only. In our house, so much yogurt, butter, milk is there, sweets are there, everything is abundance. He goes out and every home he goes and he eats over there. And you say that he is sense controlled? Then everyone is hearing, true. Then Nanda Maharaj again made another his point. He says that very, very great person, their very important thing is they are truthful. And Krishna is so untruthful, he now and then he tells lies. Gopis comes and tells that Krishna has stolen butter. Butter is there in his hands. And Krishna says, I have not stolen butter. And he says, such an untruthful this boy is there. And you say he is supreme personal or Godhead or a big person. Everyone was, yeah, true. Then Nanda Maharaj was making further point. That one of the important aspect is that he has to be honest. He should be honest. But Krishna is not at all honest. He should not be fearful. But he finds it so fearful. Krishna was depicting his pastime as a small child. So sometimes some monkey running behind Krishna, and Krishna would again run towards his mother. Or sometime there is rainfall and there is thunder in the sky, huge. Krishna will be running in fear, coming towards Mother Yashoda. And just in fear, his lips are trembling. And in that state, he is embracing Mother Yashoda. And sometimes out of fear, even tears are coming out. He is so fearful. And Mother Yashoda, just to dispel his fear, he just embraces Krishna, offers him so many kisses on his face and body, so that he is pacified and his fear is removed. Sometimes she offers her milk from the body just to calm down Krishna. And Nanda Maharaj was saying he is so fearful. And all of you tell he is supreme personality of Godhead, great person. And everyone is thinking, yeah, how he can be great person? And then Nanda Maharaj started to laugh, thinking of Krishna's various sweet exchange and pastime. He was remembering that and he started to laugh. That all of you are thinking them as supreme personality of Godhead. How come this is true? And he started to laugh. And everyone is thinking, yeah, true. How he can be supreme personality of Godhead? And all of the men, others also started to laugh. At the top, greatly they were laughing. All together, they are laughing. And so much laughing, sometimes we laugh so much that tears comes. So they laugh so much that tears were coming from their eyes. So much laughing. And they laugh so much their whole body was aching due to laughter. Stomach was aching, body was aching, they were rolling in the ground due to laughter. So since their body was aching, they just stopped laughing. They stopped laughing, but they were thinking of Krishna and they were seeing each other's face. Oh, we thought he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is just our child of Vrindavan. Then they paused for some time their laughter and again Nanda Maharaj started to laugh. Oh, what of your men telling that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And again they started to laugh. Big laughter. That is Vrindavan. Nobody thinks Krishna a Supreme Personality of Godhead. His love towards Brijavasi is so intense that Brijavasis never consider Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. They just take Krishna as one of the boy in the land of Vrindavan. And Krishna charms the heart of everyone in the land of Vrindavan. One time, Srila Prabhupada ji refers this pastime in third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. One time, Vasudev ji, when Krishna appeared in the jail of Mathura, jail of Kamsa, so Vasudev ji actually has promised to Kamsa that as and when child is born, I give you promise that I will hand over this child to you personally myself. And Vasudev was not the man of Kali Yuga, where we often tell lies. Vasudev was the man of principle, man of words. If he has given word, definitely he is going to honor it. He has given word to Kamsa that as and when the child is born, I will hand over the child to you. But when Krishna was born, although he is righteous man, his affection toward Krishna was so intense that he forgot his promise. He forgot the promise that I don't want to give Krishna to Kamsa. Rather than that, he was trying to protect Krishna even at his own risk also. When Vasudev ji take Krishna in the Yamuna river, Yamuna was flooding, so much water was there, so much rains was there. It was stormy night. Nobody else was there, no light is there. And in such a environment, to cross Yamuna means committing suicide also, only. But nonetheless, Vasudev ji was ready to offer his life only if Krishna is saved. So much affection Vasudev ji had toward this newly born child. So much affection. When Vasudev ji was carrying Krishna through the waters of Yamuna, Krishna was in the basket and stormy night. Vasudev ji is carrying Krishna and Krishna wanted to taste the devotion of Vasudev ji. So just newly born baby, so attractive. As I mentioned, babies are so attractive. Many times you see babies, they are very chubby chicks. And many times you see babies, I see on the streets or many places, mothers put so many black mascara on the cheeks. Sometimes such a big 1 inch mascara on the face, sometimes 3-4 such round spots on the face, just because mothers think that no nazar should be there on my child. Everyone is watching my beautiful child, so nobody should cast dirty glance on my child. So mothers wanted to protect child and their love, affection. So you can imagine how attractive this newly born boy is there, where Vasudev ji is ready to even compromise his promise, back out from his word, and took Krishna. So Krishna wanted to taste devotion of Vasudev ji. So he, as a small baby, jumped inside the water of Yamuna. Can you imagine? rising water of Yamuna, so much water. And baby Krishna jumped himself inside. And Vasudev ji was so attached to this newly born child that he was starting to scream, "Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna." He is not seeing Krishna. He is just trying to locate Krishna. And somehow he is madly crying. "Krishna, Krishna," madly is crying. And somehow he catch hold of Krishna. Again, put back Krishna in the basket. So Krishna many times, to intensify the love of his devotees, act in a certain way. So that devotees' love towards them is increased manifold. Manifold. Devotees also, to serve Supreme Lord, go out of the way. And they many times, they cast aside morality just for the pleasure of serving Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ji, he was once in London. So in London, Prabhupada ji was there along with his disciples. And one, Mr. Dayal, he had beautiful form of Radha and Krishna, 3 feet high. But somehow there was little minor defect in the finger of Srimati Radharani. Minor, very minor. So Mr. Dayal thought that I can give this to Swamiji. So he contacted them and says that I would like to give this forms of Radha and Krishna to Swamiji. So then Prabhupada sent his disciples that you can check. So disciples went and they found deities are very sweet, very attractive. And at that time to have 3 feet deity in ISKCON was a novel thing. So disciple reported to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, "Oh, I would personally go." So Prabhupada visited the house of Mr. Dayal. So Mr. Dayal received Prabhupada. Prabhupada also very humbly offered respect to Mr. Dayal. Then Prabhupada then asked, "Show me the deities." So Mr. Dayal took where Radha and Krishna forms were there. They are covered with a cloth. So Mr. Dayal removed the cloth. Then Prabhupada was so happy to see the deities. But Prabhupada knew that perhaps this man may change his mind. So I would like to take deities immediately. So he didn't waste much time. He didn't even show much happiness also in spending a lot of time. Prabhupada asked Tamal Krishna Maharaj, "That just lift Radharani, is it really heavy?" So Tamal Krishna Maharaj lifted Radharani. "No, Prabhupada, Radharani is not so heavy." Then Prabhupada indicated Shyam Sundar, "That just see whether Krishna is heavy." So Shyam Sundar lifted Krishna. And Shyam Sundar says, "Prabhupada, little but manageable." And the disciples understood what Prabhupada meant it. Prabhupada knew this man can actually change mind. He may ask money or he can change mind. So Prabhupada immediately told Mr. Dayal, "Okay, we are leaving." And he indicated both the disciples, "Just leave." And both the carried deities and they are just leaving. Mr. Dayal was shocked for him that they are just leaving. He says, "Wait, wait, Swamiji, wait, wait. I will offer you deities later on. I will offer you deities. Please wait." Prabhupada says, no, whatever needful we will do, you don't worry." And Prabhupada, before giving any second thought, he just left. He practically kidnapped the deities, Radha and Krishna. And Prabhupada hurriedly went down near where car was there. And Prabhupada says, "Very gently keep the deities in the car." and the disciples put the deities in the car. Prabhupada said, immediately start the car. And they started the car, and car went some distance away. So Prabhupada says, now we can stop the car. And when car was stopped, so Prabhupada turned to the deities and he was watching the beauty of deities. He was so happy that wow, such a nice deities are coming in ISKCON. And he was so happy. And immediately he started to offer prayer. Govindam Adipurusham Tamham Bhajami. Govindam Adipurusham Tamham Bhajami. Govindam Adipurusham Tamham Bhajami. Govindam Adipurusham Tamham Bhajami. Prabhupada was so happy to receive this deities. He didn't give any chance to Mr. Dayal. He just came to the center, and on second floor, very gently the deities were carried on, and very happily Prabhupada was then exchanging with other disciples that how we tricked Mr. Dayal. And he was glorifying Krishna. He says the greatest trick master is Krishna. He can actually trick anyone. Krishna can infinite ways, he can trick everyone. He is the greatest trick master. And devotees like Prabhupada also sometime use this for the service of Krishna, for the glorification of Krishna. So one of the disciples mentioned, Prabhupada, you practically kidnap Radha and Krishna. Prabhupada said, yes. So that was Prabhupada. Prabhupada wanted to use everything in the service of Krishna. That is the heart of pure devotees. They would like to offer everything, whatever available. Even whatever available, even many times we say many nasty things of this material energy. But pure devotees would like to offer everything, even nasty thing also, in the service of the Lord. And when even nasty things are also offered in the service of the Lord, like in Kali Yuga, actually, everywhere nasty environment persists. People have got nasty habits. But such acharyas actually offer us in the service of Krishna, and then by their mercy, actually, we can get purified. Like we find in ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada is there, or many of the Prabhupada followers. They are presenting Krishna consciousness in such a sweet way. Such a sweet way they are presenting it, Krishna consciousness. Actually, spiritual life, according to scriptures, is an austerity. Suppose when we talk about topics of going back to Godhead, we hear about people doing so much austerities, going to forest, doing vrata, tapasya, austerities. And after performing these austerities for many, many lifetimes, somebody can attain back to Godhead. And our acharyas, they have turned the austerities in a very melodious song. We find that in ISKCON, our acharyas has given a bhakti in a very melodious way. We come together, acharyas sing, they engage us in dancing, they make us hear sweet pastimes of Krishna, sweet nice prasad is offered. They take us on outing on various yatras. And in a very sweet, melodious way, the austerity is converted into a very sweet, memorable experience. And due to that reason, we can actually perform bhakti. And the same austerity has become very easy way going back to Godhead. And that is the glory of previous acharyas who have given bhakti in a very lucid, easy way. Otherwise, we don't have any hope to go back to God, especially Kali Yuga. Actually, we are not fit for anything. Nothing we are fit for. And such people of us of Kali Yuga, we are offered greatest privilege to go back to Godhead just by singing, dancing and eating. Such a nice process. And that is the greatness of the previous acharyas who have given this process very nicely, wonderfully. They have given this process. Prabhupada in Srimad Bhagavatam writes, as I was speaking about trickery of Krishna. So Prabhupada in Srimad Bhagavatam writes that we also actually tricked our family members just for service of Srimad Bhagavatam. Like when Prabhupada left home, he told his wife, "You want tea or you want me?" And wife just jokingly said, "I want tea." And Prabhupada left because it was call of his spiritual master. His spiritual master was coming again and again in his dream and inducing Abhay Charan, Srila Prabhupada, to take to renounce order in the service of Srimad Bhagavatam. And just by that trickery, we find that the whole world is blessed. Just by that one incidence, the whole world is blessed by Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada gave Srimad Bhagavatam and many, many gifts to all of us. So as I was narrating the pastimes of Krishna, Krishna, in the land of Vrindavan, he performs very sweet pastimes. And in land of Vrindavan, everything what Krishna does is sweet. And whatever act Krishna performs is attractive to Brajavasis and it is a festival. Like for us, we may celebrate in our personal life, maybe just annually birthday only. Or maybe somebody may celebrate marriage anniversary or so. But in Vrindavan, practically every day or every second day was a festival. Actually, when Krishna is there, every moment is a festival. So when Krishna was lying on the back, it was a festival. One day, Krishna started to turn on the back like child is there. First time they turn and they lie down on the stomach. And Nanda, Yashoda and all the elderly people were so happy to see that various activities of a child. Sometimes child take thumb inside the mouth. Sometimes Krishna is growling in the land of Vrindavan. And many times the small children crawl or stand up. Parents are so happy. They will say, "Oh, my child today, they stood up. First time she stood up." Parents are so happy. We find that Prabhupada, when he went to US, he was staying first in the house of Mr. Agarwal, Sally Agarwal, Gopal Agarwal. So when Prabhupada was in their house, their child, first time the child stood up. And all the family members are so happy. Even you see the picture of Prabhupada in Lilamrita and many places you find that Prabhupada is also catching the hand of the child and making the child walk. And Prabhupada is so happy. Such a joyful, pleasing small children's activities. So when Krishna is performing various activities, it was so pleasing. Krishna, they would be crawling. When they would crawl in the land of Vrindavan, So their anklets will be tinkling. Their bells on the waist, they will be tinkling. Such a sweet sound would be coming. And when they would see Mother Yashoda and Nanda, they would be seeing that. They would be so happy. Krishna and Balaram, Mother Yashoda and Rohini, they would apply sandalwood, they will apply other fragrant products on the body of Krishna. They would decorate it, small babies. And after that, Krishna and Balaram many times will crawl. And sometimes they would crawl, and they would crawl, and they go in clay and mud of Vrindavan. Brajraj is all auspicious. So these babies would be crawling. And the same sandalwood and other products are there on the body, and same body is applied with the mud of Vrindavan. And sometimes Krishna and Balaram, small calves are there. So they would catch hold of calf's tail. And suppose anyone catches the tail of the calf, calf is scared and they would run ahead. So the calf will be scared and would go ahead, and the baby children, Krishna and Balaram, would be dragged, and in their whole body the mud is there of Vrindavan. And Yashoda and Rohini is seeing, they are so happy to see their child performing various activities. Sometimes child performs nice activities, though ladies would sometimes may call other neighboring ladies also. See my child doing such a thing. And they would call other neighboring ladies also. They would also watch with them, wonder, oh, how sweet these two children are there. They are performing such a wonderful activities in the land of Vrindavan. Like some of you may not know that in India, many of the names derive from Krishna. One time Shyamanand Prabhu was mentioning that even the name Ghasitaram, we find Ghasitaram Halwai. So Ghasitaram is also Krishna's name, because he has been dragged in the land of Vrindavan. So that's why Krishna is Ghasitaram. Ghasitte hue. So Krishna, many names, infinite names of Krishna. So Mother Yashoda and Rohini, then later then they will bring Krishna and Balaram in the same things, mud applied, and they would be so much worried for the children that actually they want to give milk, because they will be thinking in the same attire they would be offering milk to Krishna and Balaram. Like women generally like saying, they cover the baby with the child and offer the milk. So similarly, Mother Yashoda would be offering milk to Krishna, and Rohini, they would be offering milk to Balaramji similarly. Such a nice, sweet reciprocation. Sometimes mother sees the small teeth in the mouth of babies and they are so happy. Sometimes they put finger in the mouth, four teeth have come now, two upper, two down. Similarly, Mother Yashoda and Rohini would see their children's beautiful face, lotus-eyed Krishna, their face. And they would be counting teeth, how many teeth came now. They would be putting fingers in the mouth. And they would be so happy seeing various activities performed by Krishna. One time, the Krishna's birth, a year passed, and it was Krishna's birthday. We call it as a Janmashtami. Janmashtami is actually Krishna's birthday. We come to tell happy birthday to Krishna, but in return we get Krishna's blessings. Or we come to offer our prayers and respect to Krishna. And Krishna happily, on festival days, is so happy, he offers blessings. So it was the first birthday of Krishna. And Nanda and Yashoda, they are so happy, Yashoda Devi are so happy. So they invited all the other Brajavasis that please come, our son's birthday tomorrow. And everyone was so happy to participate in this wonderful great function of Krishna's birthday, Janmashtami. Everyone is coming. And Braj, although it's a village, but in the narration of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described that Brajavasis has a lot of gold. What to speak of Brajavasis putting of gold? Nanda Maharaj has got so many cows in Vrindavan, millions of cows were there. And cows are given golden ornaments. We can't conceive, like the cows, their horns are there having golden ring. And cow doesn't have, they have got big this thing horns, it is such a fat ring will be there. So you can imagine if cows are offered gold, so what will be the opulence of Brijavasis? And especially when they are coming in the function as Krishna's birthday, Janmashtami. So they are putting on the choicest gold and jewelry. They are putting us costly saris on their body. And they are all coming in the house of Nanda Maharaj. Man also dressed very nicely, luxuriously. And they are coming in the house of Nanda Maharaj. And Yashoda Mai has invited, Nanda Maharaj has invited Brahmanas also to chant Vedic hymns. Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai knew that the prosperity, the foundation of prosperity is that when Krishna is glorified, means Supreme Personality of glory, Godhead is glorified and cows are worshipped. That is a sign of prosperity. All prosperity comes just by these two factors. Nanda knew this, so he invited Brahmanas. And Brahmanas were chanting Vedic hymns, various mantras for the glorification of the Lord. Sadly, in Kali Yuga, we don't find such Brahmanas. So wherever auspiciousness is needed, the best way is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercifully gave Sankirtan Yajna. People come together, congregationally, chant and dance, and chant the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Best Vedic hymn is offered to the Lord by very lovingly, attentively chanting Lord's holy name, by doing Sankirtan. That is the best gift we can offer when devotees can come together and do this Sankirtan Yajna. So at the house of Nanda Maharaj, Brahmanas were chanting the Vedic hymns. And when Brahmanas are chanting the Vedic hymns and everybody is assembled, and also Nanda Maharaj is arranged for various musical instruments, so various musical instruments are also played for the pleasure of everyone. So it's a festivity was there. And amongst the all festivities when musical instruments are being played, Vedic hymns are being chanted, Yashoda Mai took Krishna and she started to offer Abhishek to Krishna. She took the baby and she started to do Abhishek of Krishna. These various products, even we celebrate Janmashtami here or we do Abhishek here, We do in the same fashion. We have got various musical instruments, mrudang, kartal, and other instruments. And devotees come together and they chant the best Vedic theme as Hare Krishna mantra. And amongst it, we celebrate Abhishek of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is very happy. Like in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, Sukadeva Goswami narrates. Then, that when Krishna was entering Dwarka, so the Dwarka ladies were offering, were talking about Krishna. As I mentioned, the talk was about Krishna only. That how Krishna is looking, Krishna has done this, Krishna is looking at me, or Krishna's smile is so sweet. That was a talk. Like sometimes young boy may talk about a young girl, or young girl may talk about that boy. Oh, this boy, so handsome, charming, is looking at me only. See? So similarly, these ladies would be talking about Krishna. And that was out of so much affection towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Sukadeva Goswami narrates that such talk were more pleasing to Krishna than ritualistic Vedic hymns which are offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna is attracted by love, affection and sincere service. Love awakened by sincere service, just by somebody saying that I have got affection for Krishna. Affection can only arise by service. Service to the Lord and service to the devotees. By blessings of devotees only, affection towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead can arise. So in the house of Nanda Maharaj, Abhishek is going on. And Brahmanas are chanting mantras, nice mantras. Devotionally, they were chanting mantras. Such a nice environment. And Abhishek is done. And after Abhishek, so many people. And in the midst of what, a surprising thing happens is that the child sleeps. Krishna sleeps. You know, birthday is there. So many people are assembled to come and meet, to glorify, to see child and wish him birthday. And actually the Brajavasis are actually offering various prayers to the Lord that let this child be protected. And in the midst of that, the child sleeps. Like, all of you may know better that small child, they sleep a lot. Most of the time they are sleeping only. Sometimes only they are awake. Otherwise, most of the time, day, night, mostly they are sleeping. And Mother Yashoda then did Abhishek. So since Krishna was sleeping, so she kept Krishna under a cart. And so many guests was there, big festival. She was engrossed in festivities. She has assigned some boys that be around Krishna, take care, see, play with him if he is wake up. Then baby Krishna, he was hungry. The Krishna who fulfills everyone's hunger. In entire universes, Krishna supplies food to everyone. And same person is hungry. Crying for food. Crying for milk from the body of Mother Yashoda. He is crying, but Mother Yashoda could not. So much noise in the house. She could not actually recognize that child is crying and hungry. So Krishna was crying and suddenly started to move his feet. And his toe hit the wheel of the cart. And he's not an ordinary child. So naturally anything he does will not be ordinary also. Like, we cannot describe even one moment of Krishna's pastime. What to speak of we? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions that I cannot, in whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, I cannot even describe one moment of the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Krishna is unlimited. And when such unlimited person does pastime, they are also unlimited and beyond our conception. So when Krishna touched the toe, the whole cart, which was filled with various vessels, before that actually when Abhishek was done, Nanda Maharaj offered charity. Lot of charity. So much grains, lakhs of cows in charity offered to Brahmanas. And all cows were decorated with gold, silver, having silken cloth. And so many cows are offered in charity by Nanda Maharaj. And then Krishna is sleeping, he is touching the toe to the wheel, and just by touching, the whole cart breaks down. And all utensils are hither and thither. And hearing the sound, all Brajavasis assemble. What happened? They are surprised. The child is over there. Other children are there. They are asking, what happened? So they explained that child is there and he touched the toe. And just by touching, the whole cart came down. Actually, there was a demon named Sakatasur. And just by that, Krishna killed that. And Brajavasis were thinking, some Brajavasis were just hearing, what this child is speaking? Just 1 year old baby, such a cute baby, such a delicate limbs of the baby, and just touching that causes so much upheaval. And other Brajavasis were thinking, this child or child only, how it can happen that a child like this can actually break the cult? So they were, then Mother Yashoda came and she was actually took the baby, and then she was really scared, fearful, what happened to my child? And she took the baby and told the Brahmanas, please chant mantras for the protection of my child. And Brahmanas also started to chant mantras to Supreme Personality of God and Narayan, so that may this child is protected. Brahmanas also didn't know that this child is actually Supreme Personality of Godhead, the object of their worship or object of their hymns is this particular child. Nonetheless, the Brahmanas are chanting mantras. Mother Yashoda took Krishna again on the lap, trying to kiss so that he is no longer frightened. Embraced Krishna and offered milk. Prabhupada writes that when child accepts the milk from the body of mother, so it is understood that he is actually out of danger. So then again, to have auspiciousness, Mother Yashoda did again, Nanda Maharaj took the child on the lap and Nanda Maharaj did Abhishek again. And the Brahmanas are chanting mantras, and again they offered a lot of charity to the Brahmanas for the pleasure of Krishna. They wanted to see that child is protected, child is safeguarded. That is the love of Brajavasis. Rather than they seeking protection for themselves, they want to protect Krishna. Generally we come approach Krishna towards for our protection. When we are miserable or when we are having some anxiety, trouble, we come towards Krishna and then we beg that actually, my dear Lord, please mitigate our misery. We need your help. But here the reverse was there. Brajavasis were actually trying to protect Krishna, that may this child may be protected. And when we chant the holy names, Krishna is very, very, very happy. We chant Hare Krishna mantra because Krishna likes his name along with his devotee's name. Like in Hare Krishna mantra, along with Krishna, there is a name of Srimati Radharani. So Krishna likes that. He likes specially the name in connection with his devotees. Suppose somebody addresses Krishna as Yashoda Nandan, Devaki Nandan, Nanda Nandan. Krishna is so happy. Because like devotees love Krishna, similarly, Krishna also loves the devotees in exchange. And when his devotees' names are chanting along with his name, he's so happy, he's satisfied. Especially in this Nanda and Yashoda parents, they are involved. Like in one song, we sing that Jai Jai Nanda Yashoda Dulal Girivar Dhari Gopal. Jai Jai Nanda Yashoda Dulal Girivar Dhari Gopal. Gopal, 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 Gopal. Gopal, 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 Gopal. Jai Jai Nanda Yashoda Dulal Girivar Dhari Gopal. Jai Jai Nanda Yashoda Dulal Girivar Dhari Gopal. Gopal, 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 Gopal. Gopal, 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 Gopal. Jai Jai Nanda Yashoda Dulal Girivar Dhari Gopal. Jai Jai Nanda Yashoda Dulal Girivar Dhari Gopal. When we do Krishna's kirtan, Krishna is satisfied. And when Krishna is satisfied, everyone is satisfied. Like offering water to the root of tree. So when water is offered to root of the tree by offering sankirtan, Krishna is very, very, very happy. When Krishna is very, very, very happy, he makes his devotees also very, 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 very happy. So one should always endeavor to please Krishna by performing sankirtan. Here we find that birthday of Krishna was celebrated, and all the Brajavasis, they came to celebrate the birthday, and Krishna would be performing many childhood pastimes Krishna would be performing. And Mother Yashoda is always trying to protect Krishna in various ways. Like many times, housewives, they complain that our child is so restless. Every father or mother thinks that I have got the most naughty or restless child. He doesn't allow me to do anything. Mothers many time or fathers many time complain that actually so my child is so restless. He doesn't allow me to do anything. I am doing some household work and child is doing this and that and I am always in anxiety. And the whole restlessness comes from Krishna. Krishna is a child who is so restless in his activities. And the child has to be protected in various ways. Sometime there may be in house, there may be stove, and the child may run towards the stove and mother is to see, oh, wait, where you are going. So similarly, child Krishna may crawlingly, they may enter the kitchen of Mother Yashoda and fire is there. And baby Krishna would like to put his hand inside the fire. He doesn't know. He is exhibiting a pastime. Actually, Supreme Personal Godhead. Even if he touches, it will not happen. Anything will happen to him. So he is exhibiting a pastime. And Mother Yashoda is so much in anxiety. Sometime other ladies has to cover the pots where fire is there. They stand around the fire because if they immediately take the child may start crying. So they just cover the pot where fire is there so the child doesn't come near the fire. Sometimes baby Krishna, where water is there, water body is there, crawlingly would like to go inside and Mother Yashoda is running behind him. Sometimes Krishna in Vrindavan, we see monkeys and Krishna want to touch monkeys. Sometimes small child may not know. We may stay away from monkey. That is a monkey, he can do anything. He is a monkey. So we may stay away from monkey. But small child, many time they may just run near monkey to touch them. And monkeys can hum also. So sometimes Krishna would crawlingly like to go towards monkey and put hand in the mouth or touch the monkey, play with the monkey. And Mother Yashoda is thinking, my God, monkey may bite this child, and she is running towards the child. Or Krishna is going towards cow or bull. So Mother Yashoda is always in anxiety. As other housewives have complained, this boy, my, never allows any activity to be done. Sometimes in house, parents keep the child in front of television. Betega, if he is sitting over here, he will not harm us. At least he will not bother us. At least we can do our duties. That's not a healthy aspect. So Mother Yashoda, she hardly can do anything of household activities. She's just anxious all about Krishna, day and night. That was her activity. Like sometimes we may be too anxious and we may be thinking spiritual life may be peace. Peace, peace, peace. But actually the highest form of peace is to attain a drop of mercy of Mother Yashoda, where she is completely in anxiety towards Krishna, towards the service of Krishna. We find many times some devotees, they engage themselves so much and they are completely in anxiety for the service. And that is actually greatest samadhi. Somebody can actually always 24 hours think about service to Krishna and devotees. That is actually greatest samadhi. Nothing like it. So Mother Yashoda, a simple lady, she was in greatest samadhi, which yogis cannot even attain it. They cannot even think about it. Yogis cannot even have darshan of the nail of the thumb of the feet of Krishna. And same Krishna is bound by Mother Yashoda. And Mother Yashoda is so much in anxiety just around Krishna. So much in anxiety. And all other ladies also, neighboring ladies, they also have got duties in house. But their whole meditation is that when we'll finish and when we go to Yashoda's house, so that we can see this child's activities. So they all also eagerly come every day to see this child's activity, what this child is doing today. And child brings anxiety to all the ladies also. And this anxiety is bringing, they're drowned in the ocean of ecstasy. Just by this activity, anxiety for Krishna, giving that so much transcendental bliss. Because it is in connection with Krishna. And this attitude can be attained only by mercy. It cannot be attained by, say, austerity. Only when great souls give their, extend their mercy to us, then only we can have this greatest fortune of having anxiety for the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's the greatest fortune. In Vrindavan, as I was mentioning, that Krishna is doing various activities. Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai, they are in completely in anxiety about the child. Various activity Krishna is performing. One day Krishna stood up and it was a big festival in the land of Vrindavan. Big talk that Krishna has just stood up and everyone is happy, rejoicing it. So that is sweet pastimes of Krishna in the land of Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, when we hear about these talks as a conditioned souls, as I mentioned, then we repeatedly hear about this sweet talks exhibited by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Our minds are also attracted by Krishna. Krishna is so attractive. Some day back I was reading the narration of Srimad Bhagavatam. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, when Krishna was living Hastinapur, all Pandavas, Kunti, Draupadi, Gandhari, they were so much in separation. But along with that, I was shocked to hear one more name, that was Dhritarashtra. We find that Dhritarashtra is actually, in a way, he is a villain in Mahabharata. And when Krishna, after the battle is over, when Dhritarashtra's 100 children were being, we find that they are no longer there existing. And when Krishna is leaving, so even Dhritarashtra, it is mentioned that he is finding so much separation that he is about to faint. So that is Krishna's attractive feature. Krishna attracts everyone. Everyone is attracted to Krishna. And that's why he performs various pastimes so that our mind can be attracted. Kunti Maharani says that as Ganges flows towards ocean, similarly, may my mind be attracted towards you, my Lord. Similarly, we should also pray that may my mind, which is engrossed in various material things, may my mind be attracted towards you and your service, my dear Lord. And that is the greatest perfection achieved. When Krishna descends, it's a great joy for the devotees. And very unfortunately, we find impersonalist or we find atheist, they deride Supreme Personality of Godhead. They don't accept the existence of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Fortunate souls who have received some mercy, they accept Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. Faith can be nurtured in the association of devotees. Like Prabhupada started this Sunday feast program. So the purpose is that when we come in association of devotees, we get strong faith to practice devotional service. It is a natural tendency that whatever eye sees, heart desires. If eye sees sense gratification, heart also desires, I want it. If eye sees wonderful Vaishnavas around us, from somewhere a voice comes, I also want to be like this. And just by coming in association of devotees, we get faith to practice devotional service. And with the stick of this faith, we can actually walk on the path of devotional service. And when we are walking on the path of devotional service, performing devotional service year after year after year, our faith increases more and more towards Krishna. And the more we perform devotional service, the more we are free from the attachments of the bondage of karma, or we are free from the cycle of birth and death. As I mentioned, just by dancing, chanting, all our images of the past life, all our karmic reaction, we are just being free from that karmic reaction just by coming in association of devotees. As the drama was there on depending on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so we saw the faith of Srivas Thakur. That Srivas Thakur, he had so faith that whatever Krishna, I need it, Krishna will provide it. That is faith. And we find in our lineage, especially in acharyas, so many acharyas have displayed this faith, which is mind-boggling for us. For example, six Goswamis were living in Vrindavan. They were not having food packets, they were not having money, they were not having winter clothes, no extra clothes, no bedding, nothing was there. They were depending on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But they were the richest of all. Why? They are the greatest treasure of heart. They got bhakti towards Rishi Radha Krishna. Madhvendra Puri, one of the great acharya, his resolution was there that he would be traveling all the time various holy places of pilgrimage. And his resolution was that neither he will carry prasad, neither he will ask also. Only if somebody from his side comes and give, please take, then only he will accept it, that now Krishna has sent me, I should take it. Who can do this? Strong faith in Supreme Personality of Godhead. That since I am serving Supreme Personality of Godhead, he will provide me everything, whatever needful is there. Similarly, one should be rest assured that when we are rendering devotional service, we are pleasing Supreme Lord. And Supreme Lord will take care of our all needs. We don't have to separately endeavor for it. If Krishna is pleased, in bonus only he will give. No need to ask also. No need to ask also material things. That my dear Lord, give me this, give me this. Krishna will give it. Take it. Easily he will give it. Because Krishna is husband of Goddess of Fortune. He is a proprietor of all wealth. So for Supreme Lord Krishna, and he is not a conjugal God, he is not a miser God. where he will keep everything for himself and he will not part. He wants to part everything to his devotees. What to speak of parting, opulence? Even when comes to the point of glory, he gives to his devotees. He gives glory to Arjuna, take the glory of winning. Hanumanji, take the glory of going to Sri Lanka. So that is Supreme Lord. He is magnanimous, Supreme Father. And when we render seva to Supreme Personality of Godhead fortunately, and his dear devotees, we should rest assured that we are getting the choicest blessings of Krishna. And as I mentioned couple of times, that the best way to please Krishna is coming together and performing very enthusiastically Nam Sankirtan, which is most dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you all of you, and I am not so very qualified person, but and especially when so many of my God brothers and God sisters are unqualified, so somehow it is an opportunity to glorify Krishna. So, and whatever we speak, actually what we have heard from previous acharyas, nothing is new, we just repeat the same thing. So whatever we hear, we like it, actually is the glory of previous acharyas. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Now we'll have Nam Sankirtan. Thank you. Hare Krishna.